This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Little thing we call PM Team Plays of the Game. For my play, I will take the word game and apply it very loosely to this situation. Here is my play described after the fact by Mike Tirico.
They're getting it all set now for getting the field ready. I want to show you what happened pregame at 6:15 local time. This is a priest who is spreading holy water in that end zone. The Catholic community of Pittsburgh is very strong, and its ties to the Steelers are everywhere. And that was shown on local news. Archer got it, and down at that end zone, Tyler Loop misses the extra point, the field goal, I should say, and allows the Steelers to win.
So it's not Tyler Loop's fault.
As with everything in football, it's at a higher power.
An ode to the Catholic community in Pittsburgh being so robust and just the divine intervention and serendipity of all that coming together. The priest, we've learned, works for St. Vincent College. And I don't know if he makes a habit of doing this before game. It sounds like the usual guy was unavailable and he pinch hit and took it upon himself
to bless the
to
field.
Do this.
So is he like the Frank Reich of priests?
I don't even know if he's allowed, or Nick Foles.
Jeff Hostetler of priests?
If he's allowed to do this, but he did it. No one stopped him. And it ended up working out. What I am a little bit perplexed by is this guy is obviously a hero in Pittsburgh right now.
Yes.
He was contacted by us and the Midday Show to come on today. And we got more red tape than you can believe in this situation. I don't know what the deal is, but it sounds to me like the Steelers might be very protective over this guy and not wanting him to talk about what happened, which I think is weird and bizarre.
Your fans think this, you know, folksy and in a very, you know, Catholic city like this, where people not just think it's folksy and fun and kind of a weird sports thing, but very fervently believe that this had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's a priest. I think you can rely on him not coming on and swearing and making the FCC mad or making you look bad. And
did he break some kind of St. Vincent College rule by obtaining the holy water and using it? I mean, what are we doing here?
If you're the team and you're jamming up efforts to try to get this guy in the air to tell a fun story, seems like hustling backwards, as they say.
Donnie, you obviously have a great relationship with St. Vincent College. You call many of their football games and basketball games. Do you think that St. Vincent College is blocking this guy? You're wearing a St. Vincent College hat as we speak here. What's your You're as the man that not only knows St. Vincent inside and out, but is the liaison between us and them. What's your theory on why this hugely popular person who we're all thanking for the Steelers' win last night has gone radio silent today?
Well, I will just say this. I didn't know going in if there was some sort of like vow of silence. We went through that discussion with Craig in the back, but I reached out to the people that I figured would be able to help us the most at St. Vincent.
You got a great in
that
there.
I had there, and they told me directly that it would have to be cleared through the team, and then they would let me know. So you tell me.
No, that's bunk.
And it sounded, from what Austin and Joe were saying off the air, that Pomp was getting ghosted on this?
I just think that's a brutal job. If it is what it looks like and sounds like that the Steelers are making it impossible to get this guy to come on the air, that's a brutal job.
There is
by them.
No better, terrible. There's no better journalist, sports journalist and champion of talking Steelers fairly than Pomp. He does their preseason games. He's on the Mike Tomlin show. I'm just completely thrown off by this. I thought that would have been a layup.
They're probably like
on either that show.
I'm sure it's our fault somehow. We're just too mean sometimes to them. And
too mean?
We're too mean to the Steelers the rest of the year.
I called a peace treaty today. We're all celebrating this win.
They still got their guns up here, Pony. They're mad that, you know, we all call for Tomlin's head on a regular basis, that we're frustrated with Art.
You think that's what this is?
Yes. I think there's, let me rephrase. I think there's a real chance. I don't think that, I can't say definitively, I can't prove it. I definitely don't think there's nothing there.
And we can't conduct a fun interview with a guy because of what we've said in the past about their coach, which I would say 95% of their fan base has also said at one time.
I think it's coach and owner.
Okay. Let's get to, who's next here? I want to go chronologically. Let's go to Malsey's play of the game.
Mm-hmm. Second and 10 out quick, and those two come to try to get the ball before it gets through to Austin, and Kyle Hamilton took the worst of that from his teammate, Aloy Gilman, who was his teammate at Notre Dame as well. And Hamilton needs medical attention, and Rogers is asking, why was that a flag for early contact?
All I know is that this is potentially a very big moment in this game.
Here's how big of a moment that was with 12:05 or so left in the third quarter. The Steelers, I'm just going to do the fancy stats here for a second, Pony. They had scored 3 points at that juncture. They were down 10-3. With Hamilton on the field and healthy, they were averaging 3.9 yards per play, a 37% success rate, minus 0.27 EPA per plays. That's 38 plays, okay? 37% success rate puts them right around the Raiders for the season.
Oh, my God.
Turns them into the Raiders offense. Negative 0.27 EPA per play, I know you're curious, Pony, would make them just about the worst offense in the league. In fact, it would this year. Okay, so that's pre-Hamilton injury on that play where he goes out with a concussion. After Hamilton was out of the game, the Steelers averaged 6.9 yards per play, so a 3-yard jump. 60% success rate, that would be best in the NFL by 10 percentage points over the course of the year. And we're also averaging 0.44 EPA per play, which would easily be the best in the NFL for the year.
Wow.
They turned it. Listen, and this is not to try to like throw water on it. This is just to point out a fact. The game was going one way, at least for the Steelers offense, when Kyle Hamilton was playing in it. The game went a completely different way once Kyle Hamilton was out. They scored 23 points from that point forward. How can I not cite that as the play of the game?
Good call by you. I thought the Freiermuth catch, the 31-yard catch, was the biggest play in which I thought to myself, if Hamilton's out there, does this even happen? That was a massive, massive play on that.
How about the
second-to-last touchdown drive?
How about the dot to Thielen? That's
another
post-Hamilton.
Good one.
I mean, he puts one right over Marlon Humphrey's shoulder. Who knows what Hamilton's doing there?
Let's get to Donnie's play of the game. Donnie, I have procured the Ravens radio call of the play you're looking for.
From? Who's the man calling it?
Jerry Sandusky, alongside Rod Woodson, who also has not been able to tell us whether or not he's available to come on the
he's
show.
He's also been a bit of an apparition here and ghosted us.
Jordan Stout will have the hole. Tyler Loop from 44 yards. Sees it on the line. Loop's kick is on the way. It is up. It is no good. He pushed it wide to the right. Time has expired. And not since Billy Cundiff went wide left in the AFC Championship game has a Ravens season ended with such a gut-wrenching thud as a missed field goal.
Oh, I thought Malzie wanted to say something there.
I wanted to pose this to both of you. Rod Woodson's the rare Steelers-Ravens dual citizen. Hall of Fame level career with the Steelers, had a ridiculously good second act with the Ravens. Do you hear in his...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Voice there, a little of the old feelings coming back.
I thought he sounded like
a guy who
was happy that he missed it. I think he forgot he was
on the... Play that again.
I will.
Play that again. I think Woodson forgot what colors he was wearing.
Wait, hold on.
He pushed it. Sees it on the line. Loop kick is on the way. It
he
is
missed
up.
It.
He did sound celebratory.
I do kind of wish for a moment
he missed
like that.
It. Oh, shoot.
Paul Allen, the Vikings radio play-by-play man,
Jim.
He's made for calls like that.
And he missed the kick. Oh, my God.
Well, I think the Blair Walsh one is a pretty big one.
Unbelievable.
When they played Seattle and
he
like that.
He just hooked like a 24-yarder.
Yeah.
Oh.
Paul Allen was great. But, yeah, I bring that one up. Obviously, the kick itself, the huge moment at the end. But I wanted to also point out how the Ravens handled the last 12 seconds of the game.
Totally agree with you on
this. After Lamar Jackson and Isaiah Likely hook up on a massive play, and I almost feel for Isaiah Likely more than Lamar Jackson in this case, because if that kick is hit or they handle it in a different way,
he's a hero today.
Isaiah Likely is remembered forever as a great Raven, all because of that catch, because it was a great throw by Jackson, a terrific catch by Likely on 4th and 7. They had 12 seconds to go, and I believe they had multiple timeouts. I think they had 2 remaining play. And they simply decide, hey, Lamar, take the 2-yard loss, get to the middle of the field, take a knee, we'll run it down until there's 2 seconds left and kick this thing.
This guy's made every field goal under 50.
I do not understand, even though a 44-yarder this day and age feels like a chip shot to a lot of kickers, and it usually is, why you don't take advantage of 12 seconds and 2 timeouts and either run the football up the middle with your future first ballot Hall of Fame running back, who I know has fumbled a couple of times this year. Big whoop.
Yep.
Or design something for Lamar to have an open pass across the middle to gain, I don't know, 7 or 8 more yards.
They acted like that field goal was fait accompli and was an automatic make.
They let that time run off. An arrogant moment from John Harbaugh.
I'm
again
with you, man.
Outsmarting himself. He sends out his rookie kicker Oh, he'll knock it down. Don't worry. I played this like a genius.
Honestly, if
it wasn't even close.
I'm with you, man.
If it's 37 or 38 yards, like that 7 yards they maybe could have gotten there is enough of a difference where I would say, yeah, that's basically an extra point. Like, it is fait accompli. 44 is where, like, weird stuff happens, especially at that stadium.
The nerves associated with the situation, too.
Yes. Yep. Also, the guy was looking awful in pregame warmups, apparently.
That's what they kept saying on the broadcast.
I think Shelby Cassesi, our old friend, was, like, talking about how bad he looked, too. She tweeted it out after the fact. She said he looked terrible.
Those were our PM team plays of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.